And welcome to the Knowledge Lake Pivot Podcast. Today, we have a fantastic guest joining us today. Christy Gary is our Vice President of Strategic Accounts at Knowledge Lake. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the critical topic of businesses and where should you store your documents? I know many organizations rely on their line of business systems, but is that really the best place for your document storage? Christy is going to share some real-world examples, key compliance and security considerations, and the most asked questions for any organization thinking about storing documents in any line of business system. So, Christy, welcome. I'm so excited to have you on the show. But before we dive in, can you tell us a little bit more about your role at Knowledge Lake and what excites you about today's conversation?
Hi, Pam. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. I am the Vice President of Strategic Accounts here at Knowledge Lake. I'm in my 17th year here. I've been working with ECM systems for over 30 years, and yes, I'm that old. but I see clients struggling with this subject quite a bit, and it seems like more commonly recently struggling with the subject. I get really excited about this conversation because it is a hot topic and something that customers are coming to me about here lately. And it's a real issue to get a handle on their documents and where their documents should live. So.
That's great. As we know, a lot of business processes, most of them begin with documents, so it is a great topic. So let's get started with a few questions specifically around document storage. One that comes to mind is, what are some real-world examples of businesses that have faced challenges due to storing documents in their line of business systems, and other examples of those that were better off using a centralized ECM system?
Yeah, that's a good one. I did want to start out by we've thrown around a couple acronyms, so LOB and ECM. So I just kind of wanted to define those. An LOB, what we call it's line of business. I think we called it both things, but it's a line of business system or like an ERP system, and this can range from like Workday, Salesforce, Business Central, or even just an individualized application such as like Lawson, FIS, or like a loan system. So just wanted to throw that out there. And then also ECM, that's a very common term that we throw around, and not everybody says, what does that mean again? So that's enterprise content management. So it's basically centralizing all your content and data, which is what we're going to really talk about today and how important it is to do that. So back to your question, some real world examples where there were challenges doing this and storing your documents in a line of business system. It was a large university who decided because there was a feature to store documents in their line of business system, they just do that, right? So somebody said, hey, we have the ability to store them. It basically amounted to when they were in a screen, they would just attach a file. And it was really embedded only into that screen. And there was no other way to find it. You had to find that screen first, search to find that. And so when they decided to move that LOB or line of business system to a different system, which happens all the time, obviously, they had no way to get those documents out. There were no APIs available. They didn't own the APIs, even if they were available. And there was no way for them to pull those out. So it became a very costly migration, which entailed basically writing, programming an RPA bot to go into every single screen at a time, click file export, and they had to do that 2.6 million times. It was very costly. It was about $500,000.
Wow.
So whereas if they'd always kept their documents in a centralized ECM where they would own their own documents and you can have access to them no matter what the line of business system is, that's truly what ECM is and why we recommend it and it's best practice for any type of transactional content. And to put it in perspective, I like to say, like, imagine back when we had file systems and files that you have an HR cabinet, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to give it to this company instead. I bet they'll take good care of it. That's definitely not something you want to do because they now own your documents and they're holding you hostage and now you can't get them out. So.
That's a really great way to explain it, and just puts the cost into perspective, and what it really means to a customer. So that's really a great story that you're sharing here with our audience. So along those lines, we're going to talk about compliance and security because those are major concerns for a lot of businesses. Can you elaborate on how an ECM system provides stronger governance and risk management compared to just your regular line of business?
Right. Yeah, that's great. So data is really, it's living in a lot of different silos, right? So you may have an HR module, an AP module, all these different things. And each customer, they're working pretty independently of each other, even though they're all living in the same line of business system. But sometimes they're even just sitting in a form, like the example I just talked about. Think about the old days, if you're old like me, of InfoPath and Lotus Notes, right? So you had the ability, I could just attach a file here. That's not necessarily the best place, but it only belongs there. It's living in a silo. What that means is you can't really set retention schedules on those documents. They're not centralized by a date. You know, that's the really important thing about an ECM. You have a retention date and a, you know, added date and an expiration date and things like that. So it's not centralized by dates. It's just sitting there. It's there all the time. You can't set legal holds. So, you know, a lot of times if there is the ability to delete documents, in some cases you don't want to delete those because there's a legal hold, there's a legal case against it, and you need to have that document or you'll get in big trouble. So the risk of not supplying the correct information to an auditor or a subpoena or something like that because you don't have it centralized where you can control whether it's retained or not. With ECM, auditors can easily access files without giving them access to the line of business system. You really can limit with one search a way for them to just look at the documents that you decide they need to look at, and it's very centralized. And then you don't have to give them access to be poking around your line of business system. And usually just you don't see those security options and that granularity available with the line of business system. So.
Yeah, very, very good point and great examples there as well. So, Christy, for organizations that are considering storing their documents in their line of business system, what are some questions that they should ask their line of business vendor about storing documents in their system?
That's a really good question. And I think, you know, probably like the top three key ones I would ask first would be around scalability. So, you know, most ECM systems are built to where it's automatically scaling or they plan out, you know, how many documents you're planning to store a year. And it's not going to start bogging down the entire line of business system when you add additional documents. So just make sure that it's able to scale based on what your volume looks like year after year. The second thing I would say is hidden costs for additional storage. So a lot of times, yes, it's an add-on function. Yes, you can store documents also. It's an afterthought. It's not something that's core to their business. It was something they said, yeah, let's allow attaching of documents. So they could have hidden costs when you're like, oh my gosh, I have a terabyte of data. Well, we're going to have to charge you extra for that. That's something you definitely want to ask them about. If as that content grows, are you going to have to pay for additional storage or do you have to have different licenses? So you could need a document management license on top of the licenses you're already paying for that ERP. And then the third thing, and this actually just came up with a customer last week, is historical documents. So probably you have documents living somewhere. It could be in a silo somewhere. And they were embarking on a brand new line of business system, which I won't mention the name of it, but they said, we have 10 terabytes of data. We need to put that somewhere because we're getting rid of this old document management system. And they said, oh, we're not open to that. You cannot bring in that historical. So now they either have to pay maintenance on that old system to retain it or then migrate it to another system to then pay for. So a lot of times, you know, think about day forward, of course, they're able to handle, but in some cases, you know, how about being able to search across historical documents and day forward documents? You know, it's all part of your organization and all needs to be found, right? Historical documents sometimes need to stay for the life of the company. So, definitely ask about what are we going to do with our historical documents and how are we able to find them all at once in one search? So.
Now, that's great advice, great questions to ask. And I think at this point, if any of our listeners want your advice, your consultation, because you're so great at that, they can just reach out to you directly, right, at christy.geary@knowledgely.com.
That's right. That'd be perfect. This is one of my favorite subjects, so I'd love to talk about it. Yep.
Great. Well, Christy, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to have more of these conversations going forward this year. I'm sure we'll have you back for other topics, but today, thank you so much. And we'll talk again soon, Christy. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.